It's Donna here, waiting for the episode to begin. Today, the children will learn about Joshua and how he led the Israelites to capture Jericho by faith without a battle when they obeyed what God told them to do. Faith and obedience are part of the heart conditions God is looking for. Be sure to grab your pencils or pens so you can write down all the scripture verses we share today. They will be from the New International Version. If you have another version of the Bible, the words may be a little different, so you'll want to look them up for yourselves. So, gather your fathers, moms, grandparents, neighbors, dogs, cats, everyone, and let your faith grow. Are you curious about what's going to happen today? I am. Let's get started. God is never away from us. He is always with us. Trusting God in difficult situations takes faith, and putting everything in His hands may be hard. As the Mustard Seed Kids will learn today from the Hall of Faith character Joshua, we need to be strong and courageous. Our God is a God of order, as we will learn today. Are you ready to grow your faith?
In the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh,
grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and He wants us to see. We are the branches and He's the tree. If we don't stay close to Him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and He wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, He'll want to see that His love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what He wants to grow in us. And we are ready to find out how much growing the Mustard Seed Kids are doing.
JR, it's time to get up and ready for church. Breakfast is almost ready. Rise and shine.
I'm getting up, Brian. Thanks. I'll be downstairs quicker than you can imagine. Can't be time to get up. I was dreaming of being on the ark and playing with the baby monkeys.
Wow, that sounds like a fun dream.
Really? Well, I went right to sleep after I wrote in my faith journal. I drew 5 pages of pictures and wrote a paragraph under each one. Miss Teresa is going to be surprised, and then I fell asleep and had that dream.
So I wonder if we'll talk about Noah again today.
Aren't we talking about Joshua today? You know the story of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down? Well, that would have been quite the scene.
Yes, remember, Miss Teresa said we were going to learn about Joshua and act out the story about Jericho and how the walls came a-tumbling down. Hurry up, we can't be late.
Okay, I wonder how old Joshua did that. This is going to be exciting. Breakfast smells good. It must be that special food that was first created in Jericho by Joshua.
And what would that be?
How about some waffles? Get it, waffles?
Oh, JR, where did you get that joke? Were you in my joke book again?
Of course, what a great birthday present that was for you, and since you were away at camp last week, I thought I would pull out some jokes and get you laughing just like you do to me.
Okay, JR, waffles it is. Just pass them over to me.
Way to go, Brian.
Okay, it's my turn to bless the food. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this food. May it strengthen our bodies and keep us healthy. These are some great waffles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, let's go to church. Yippee, I can't wait to get there. Those waffles have me excited, Brian.
Me too. This is going to be a great Bible story. What a battle. I can't wait to learn how Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and if he won.
Did you hear Brian's excitement about Joshua and Jericho? I think Brian believes there was a battle there. He is about to find out that Joshua is another hero of the faith, and the battle was won without a weapon.
Hey, listen to that. I think I hear some walls falling. Miss Teresa is getting things ready for the Bible story. Come on, Brian. Hi, Miss Teresa. Is there anything I can help you do?
Well, JR, good morning. Thank you for asking. Could you help me build a wall here in the worship area with these blocks? They keep falling down. I want to create Jericho for everyone so we can act out the story today.
Sure. Does it matter how high I build the walls?
I'm really not sure. I have enough to make the walls very high, but the children will get the idea. The walls protected the city of Jericho, so they can imagine how high it must have been.
Miss Teresa, is there anything you would like me to do to help?
Thank you, Brian. Yes. Could you watch as the children come in and have everyone stay over there by the wall without knocking it down?
Got it.
I'm done. What else can I do?
Well, actually, I would like you to find the Bible story of Joshua. But first go to Hebrews 11, verse 30, and put a marker in that page. Then go to Joshua, chapter 6, and mark that too.
Great, I got it.
Miss Teresa, something told me you might need help today. So here I am.
Oh my, Miss Lori. Thank you. The group is large today. This is going to be quite a lesson, just like the Israelites marching around Jericho. JR, are you almost finished with that wall?
Okay, everyone. We need to be careful here. JR has been building something special for our Sunday school lesson this morning. Miss Teresa wants us to stay in this area. So could we all move over here a little closer? Yes, that's great. Thank you for obeying. Brian, you're doing great over there. Thanks so much. You are a great helper.
Thanks, Miss Lori. I love to serve the Lord.
Okay, how does it look so far?
Like the walls of Jericho.
I found all the verses you wanted, Miss Teresa. Where should I put the Bible?
Could you just hold on to the Bible until it's time to read it?
Sure.
Thank you so much for your help this morning, JR and Brian. I think we're ready for the story. Brian, could you please bring the children over here by the side of the wall?
Right this way, everyone.
Brian, would you please pray before we read our Bible verse?
Sure, Miss Teresa. Dear Father, thank you for the time to study your word and experience what happened at Jericho. Help us to see the faith of the people and apply that to our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did I hear someone say they marched around the walls for 7 days?
Yes, you heard that correctly, JR. Could this be what the walls of Jericho look like?
Good imagination, Miss Teresa. JR, did you save an opening in the wall for people to go in and out?
Oops, okay, I'll take a few blocks out right here so we have an opening.
I think you need one more row, and then it will be finished. It looks great so far.
That's good. Thanks, Miss Laurie and everyone. This is going to be quite a lesson, just like the Israelites marching around Jericho. You've done a great job. Okay, everyone, let's listen to Miss Laurie. We'll pretend we are the Israelites. JR, would you like to be Joshua?
Okay, Miss Teresa. I think they're ready for the story. Miss Donna agreed to be our narrator, and here she is.
Hi, Miss Donna.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be out of the studio and here with you. I heard you need assistance today, and I'm ready, willing and able to assist you. If this is what I think it's about, I need this lesson too.
You're going to be a big help. So let's get started with Hebrews 11, verse 30.
By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days.
Our Bible story today is an exciting one. It is a story about faith and how the Israelite people did exactly what Joshua, their leader, told them to do. Joshua was obeying God and doing what God told him to do, even though Joshua had no idea what was about to happen.
Did I hear Miss Donna say they marched around the walls for 7 days?
Yes, you heard that correctly, Brian. But let's go to the book of Joshua, which is named for our Bible character, and read what happened. We are going to act it out as Miss Donna and Miss Laurie read it. Brian, would you like to be Joshua?
Okay, what do I do?
Let's listen first.
So Joshua 6, 1-5. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in.
Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in."
Let's have everyone line up with Joshua in front and all the army is ready. Everyone who wants to be part of the army, line up behind Joshua. Now, we need 7 people to be the priests who are right behind the portion of the army.
Here, Miss Teresa, I have trumpets made out of ram's horns for you. Here's the ark I made for you. The poles are for carrying it. The ark should be right behind the priests.
Wonderful, thank you. I need 4 people to carry the ark, 1 person at each end of the poles. Okay, the rest of the army comes behind the ark. Wow, look at this procession.
You mean we marched like this for 7 days and didn't raise a sword or go in through the gate? I can't believe it.
I like how God does things. Look at the order of the people and every detail he told Joshua. And not one sword was drawn. Now that's an amazingly wonderful God.
Okay, Miss Donna, Miss Laurie, read what happened next in verses 6 through 11. Then we're going to act it out.
Yes, now comes the battle.
Not so fast, Brian. Listen to what happened.
Joshua 6, verses 6 through 11, New International Version. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the army, "Advance! March around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the Ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding.
But Joshua had commanded the army, Do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to. Shout. Then shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there.
What? No battle?
Be patient, Brian. Let's do it God's way. Okay? Ready. Lift up the Ark. Priest ready. Brian, give the orders.
Advance! March around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord.
Miss Donna, can you help Brian and the rest of the Israelites, please?
Okay, let's march. Armed guard ahead of the priests. Ark behind the priests. Rear guard behind the ark. Priests, blow your trumpets. Now go around the walls one time and then return to the camp over there where JR is standing.
Miss Lori, it seems as though the Ark was very important in the procession. Why is that?
Well, the Ark of the Lord is the center of focus because the Israelites knew that the presence of the Lord was with them at all times. Do you see the angels on top of the Ark who are worshiping?
The Israelites knew that this was where the presence of the Lord was. So, it is the Lord himself who is taking siege on the city of Jericho.
Okay, now can the battle begin?
Brian, didn't you hear Miss Lori say the battle is the Lord? You won't need a sword.
Really? Hoping to win the battle.
Well, Brian, let's listen to the rest of the story. I believe you're going to like it. Go ahead, Miss Donna and Miss Lori.
Joshua 6, verses 12 through 21, New International Version. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding.
So, on the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to camp. They did this for 6 days.
Okay, Joshua. Miss Lori and I are going to give you instructions. I hope you obey.
Brian has no idea what is about to happen. Let's watch. Hey, wait for me. I'm not going to just stand here and watch. I'm going to join in. I'm not scared. Come on, JT. Oh, you're JR. That's right. Let's do it.
Well, okay.
Day one.
Day two.
Day three.
Day four.
Day five.
Day six.
Joshua, lead your people back to camp. Over there by the door.
Oh, JR, that was hard. I'm out of breath.
Me too, Miss Donna. We aren't in good shape for the shape we're in, are we?
You can say that again.
We aren't in good shape for the shape we're in, are we?
JR, why did you say that again?
Because you told me to. Now can we finish the story?
On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. Except on that day, they circled the city seven times.
Joshua, start the march.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
The seventh time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, "Shout! For the Lord has given you the city."
Blow the trumpet! Shout! For the Lord has given you the city.
JR, isn't this exciting? I'm ready to take the city.
I'm with you, Miss Donna. Let's do it.
Miss Lori, would you read what happened next, please?
When the trumpets sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city.
Great work, Brian. And the people followed you as you obeyed God, and not one Israelite died.
JR, did you hear that? Not one Israelite died.
Yes, I heard it, Miss Donna. Not one Israelite died.
It's exciting. Amazing.
You can say that again.
Okay, it's amazing.
I couldn't imagine winning a battle without weapons, but God did it.
That's right, Brian. Did you notice the details that God told Joshua? And everyone obeyed Joshua. He did exactly as God told him to do. The Lord God was in the middle of the battle.
Joshua walked by faith with God, not knowing the outcome of the battle. And yet Joshua obeyed. He knew his God.
Brian, you did a great job of being Joshua.
Thanks, JR. I learned a lot today with this Bible story. I can't wait to tell all my friends at school.
I did too, Brian. You know, the battles we face each day can be won when we walk in faith with God. We don't need to use weapons like unkind words or name-calling. We need to pray and ask God to fight the battles for us when we watch what God does, just like Joshua.
You're right, JR. Thanks, Miss Teresa, Miss Donna, and Miss Lori, for helping me see that faith is walking with God, because He is the one who wins the battle.
You're welcome, Brian, and thank you for being an excellent Joshua.
Yes, thank you, JR and Brian. You did a wonderful job with the story. I'll see you two in school tomorrow. God bless.
Wow, everyone, that was quite a story. I think I'm ready to say go, even if 10 say no.
I'm right with you, Miss Donna. 2 said go and 10 said no. And I say go!
God not only wants obedience, He wants faith. God thinks that unbelief is a sin.
I believe in God.
Good. Then come on, let's believe in all of God's promises. If we do, then He'll bless us with good things. He wanted to bless the people of Israel, but only 2 of them would believe in Him. Moses sent 12 men to spy the promised land, Joshua and Caleb and 10 strong men. The land was full of milk and honey, grapes the size of tangerines, cities full of giants who were big and mean. Big. Those 10 men forget the way that God saves. Pharaoh and his armies lie beneath the waves. The fire leads by night, and the cloud leads us by day. God has never failed to show the way.
10 said no, there are giants in the land.
Went by, and everyone who doubt it, died. The promised land is shut to those afraid. With Jericho in sight, God will show us how to fight. Joshua and Caleb lead the way. Come on, let's go!
Ten said no, there are giants in the land. Ooh. Two said go, God will lead us by the hand. Ten said no, we're afraid as we can be. Ooh. Two said go, God will give us victory.
Thanks again, Mr. Donut Man.
JR, I'm so glad I got to be Joshua today and won the battle without even fighting.
You did a great job, Brian.
This has been an amazing episode. I know my faith is growing. How about yours? Just listen to this.
You got the picture. We need to be strong and courageous, just like Joshua learned. I'm glad Miss Teresa shared that story with us today. Aren't you?
Brian, I want to be a Hall of Faith person, just like Joshua.
Me too, JR. Maybe we could help one another.
You know, my family and friends are watching me to see how I will react in situations. Will I respond with faith or fear?
You know, Miss Donna, Joshua really had to be strong and courageous, and he did exactly what God told him to do. Wow, I really learned so much from this Bible story.
And not a weapon was raised. Just marching around the city with the ark, the priests, worshiping and shouting on the last day. Now that's an amazingly awesome God.
You know, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 will help me when I'm afraid. Wow, that's amazing.
I've learned that I don't have to be afraid. I just need to trust God and obey.
All these years I've learned to trust God. Truly, he has never left me. I know. He has helped me be strong and courageous many, many times. Joshua 1:9 has become one of my favorite verses. How about you?
God is never far away from us. He is always with us. Trusting God in difficult situations takes faith, and putting everything in his hands may be difficult.
As we spend time with God each day, we learn that he is for us and not against us. He is in control and is always working things out for our good.
As a follower of Jesus, I may be young, but I can trust God with every detail of my life.
I will be strong and courageous, just like Joshua.
Wow, what an episode this has been. I certainly learned a lot just being part of the Bible story. How about all of you? Were you listening?
God will help us be strong and courageous.
That's our episode for today, everyone. Don't forget to draw and write in your faith journals. It will be fun to see what they look like.
Remember, be strong and courageous. Trust God and watch your faith grow. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company. And when we thank him, we hope you have learned from today's episodes. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Ted Brungard, Jonah Flowers, Donna Bridge, and our producer, Doug Bridge, for being available so God could use you. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And God bless you. Special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs today. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook page Donna Bridge or our website at www.hiskingdomkids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids.
Branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to
farmer, and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. He's the God I want to know.
As we praise Jesus and love him, we grow to be more and more like him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.